I'm going to share some of this. I don't know if I'll get it done tonight. I don't think we need to keep people, do we? What do you think? If I need to finish this up next Sunday night or sometime soon, can we do it? Okay. I'll tell you what I believe God wants right now. I've never had this inclination from the Lord, but I want to share this with you. If you've got somebody that you know is in deep trouble, you know they need the power of this cross. While I'm preaching, you will not bother me. If there's somebody that you're concerned enough about that you'll come up here, put your hand on this cross, and pray for them. If they really need the power of God, anytime until we stop this, it's open. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this beautiful night. Thank you for your many, many blessings. If you would take your Bibles and turn with me to Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And Millie and I have been through, going through, still not through, the worst trial in the 50 years that we've been married. And it's the other day I was watching the eclipse and it turned dark and God gave me this word, and I want to share this word with you tonight. Reading from Acts 2 and 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And I want to say something that I've learned about God in many, many years of serving Him. God is never late. And I'm going to share this here with you. God is seldom early. God knows what He wants to do. He knows what needs to be done. I can remember nobody in this room, so don't try to think of who it was. Somebody said, Angelo, would you pray that this baby would come 2 weeks early? I said, well, your due date is... I said, I don't care. I just want... And, you know, I couldn't pray that prayer. I let that person down. I offended him, I think. I tried not to. But the word says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything that goes on in our life, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God, this is Philippians chapter 4, that passes understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. And I believe there's a problem with being too anxious. And there's a problem with thinking God's going to be too late. Too late for what? Too late for what I want. Too late the way I see it. Too late what I'm asking for. But there are things, beloved, that have to be done in the timing of God. Do you believe that? When the day of Pentecost, see, I don't believe that anything could have happened here. Right here is where the first big outpouring of the Holy Spirit happened. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, then the blessing of that Holy Ghost came. Not when they wanted. Jesus said, now you tarry in Jerusalem. You wait there till the promise comes. And you know, you can have a promise from God, and for whatever reason God knows, He may prolong the fulfillment of that promise. And then what are you going to do? Amen? So the title of my message is God is Never Late and God is Seldom Early. Now, there are some things that he could shorten up, but I'll tell you what, God is not human-minded. God is God-minded. He is the creator. He knows the end from the beginning. And I had a special experience from God when all of a sudden at my house we were watching that total eclipse of the sun. And it turned so dark at my house that my nightlight came on. And I could feel it getting colder out there. And in those moments, God spoke and gave me this word. If you would put up 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, if you have your Bible, I agree with my daughter. I believe I'd read that right from the Bible if you've got your Bible. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 says this. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. You have to understand, when we leave this life, when we go to be with the Lord, there's no time anymore. The Bible mentions some seasons, but it's not the same. Your body, the new one that you're going to get, it will never age. And one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. And what Peter was speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit was God is never early and God is never late. And God is never late and God is never early. Why? Because he's God. He has information that we don't have. Divine information that has to do with his will, his purpose, your enemies, your friends, those that are trying to help you, those that are trying to hurt you. He knows all of that. He spoke to me. I was sitting there next to Millie, and we were looking up at the sky. And he said, Angelo, I knew to the moment when my son was going to be crucified, when his life was going to be over. And it doesn't pay, as you're walking in the Spirit, to get anxious about anything. Give me Luke 23 and 44, please, if you're following me. Luke chapter 23 and verse 44. Millie and I spoke these words. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. Some thought that this was a solar eclipse, but that's not possible. But this is also something made by God, which is very possible. There was 3 hours of darkness. When was this? When they crucified Christ. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And God said to me, Angelo, I'm never early. I'm never late. Things just move. Before the world was, I knew my son was going to die on that cross for all of mankind. Now, I know it's uncomfortable to walk up there, but maybe comfort isn't what we need to be. You know, did you ever stop to think about that? As you read the characters of the Bible and what they did to get what they wanted, it went way beyond what was comfortable. Nobody's going to talk to you. You put your hand on that cross if you know somebody needs the power of that cross tonight. This was not a normal eclipse, but this was an act of God. And when it happened, everybody was in awe. It turned dark for 3 hours. Any solar eclipse is only 3 to 4 or 5 minutes. That's it. So it was not an eclipse as we understand, but it was given from the same one. It was given from God, and it was given. And many believe, and I believe, it was a time Jesus has said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He felt forsaken. He felt lost. I believe God turned his back, and there was darkness. As the sins of us all were put on Jesus, the Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God through his sacrifice. Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2 say this. You can't talk about the Bible in any place without talking about Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we've come to worship him. Where is he? We've seen his star. Now, understand this. These were not astrologers, which has to do with witchcraft. These were astronomers that studied the stars, men of great wealth of knowledge, great wealth of knowledge. And when they spoke, Herod was troubled, and he believed them. And he said, well, you go ahead and find him. When you do, get me so I can worship him too. But what Herod did, he killed all the children in that area where Jesus was born. We have seen his star. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:14 says this, that stars were given to be signs of seasons and in many ways. See, they didn't just say, we saw a star. Said, we saw his star. You don't have to believe this. There's not enough Bible verses to put together. But I personally believe there's a star for everybody. There's a star. And it has a name. And they didn't see your star, my star. They saw his star. And they came. It moved them so much that they traveled. Were there three? I think there was more than three, but I don't know. Three is just a number we picked out to write good Christmas carols and have things go our way at Christmas time. Hallelujah. Amen. Now think about this. I think the most important thing about this is if you came in here and you've been troubled this week about somebody, and you know somebody that needs the power of the cross, if you want to see God move, I believe if you'll come up here and put that your hand on that old rugged cross and call their name out and speak a prayer, God will help you. Yes. And even if you've been up here once, you might think of another person. And in Psalm 19 and 1, hear what the Word of God says. I'm preaching God is never late and God is never early. Psalm 19 and verse 1 says this. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The very heavens, the creation, the very heavens declare the glory of God. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The heavens declare. The heavens declare. When you look up, when you look at a tree, when you look at anything on this earth, when you look at a blade of grass or a tomato plant, when you look at snow, or when you look at the beauty of a tropical island, all of that declares the glory of God. And God wants nothing more but to bless you and to love you. There isn't one person in this room, there isn't one person that you know that he's mad at. He's doing everything he can to get them under that old rugged cross. Because when a person dies, that's kind of like the end of the match. For it is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, when a person dies, their body goes back to the earth. But their spirit, man is a spirit created in the image, but their spirit goes back to the one who gave it for further direction. Further direction. The heavens declare the glory of God. And I'm wrong. I'm going to get this done tonight. So hallelujah. Here's the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. Please look there with me. Johnny Cash had a song entitled Matthew 24 is knocking at your door. That's the truth. Matthew 24 and verse 29, Jesus says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened. Whew. And the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven. And the power of the heavens shall be shaken. This is talking about the tribulation period. This is talking about a consummation of all things. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Billy and I have been going through the most terrible trial in our 50 years married. And it's stressed both of us. Every morning we do this next part. And I'm going to tell you, what do you do when you're in the thick of it? Let's go to Luke chapter 23 and we'll close here. Jesus is on the cross. And the last thing he said, Luke 23 and verse 46. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands. I commend my spirit. And having said this, he died. We try to make sure every morning we say this. Kelly mentioned it this morning, how people are hard to say, well, I was wrong, or I need this, or I need God, but not even to ourselves. And it's so sad. And there's still time. Think about your heart this week. There's still time. If there's somebody that you just can't stand the fact that they're going the wrong way, they need the power of the cross, I'm asking you to go up here and lay your hands on that cross and call out their name and ask God for the power of the cross to come upon them. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I said that this morning. Millie said that this morning. Why? It is a declaration. We're keeping our hearts open. We will not let it be hardened. We're going to keep our hearts. We need God. And I say, I pray this. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit because I trust you. Because, Lord, help me. I'm just a carnal person. I don't want my will to be done anymore. I want your will to be done. I want your will to be done in my life. So I give you my life right now. Again, every morning I do that. I make it real clear to every demon in hell who I stand for. And if anybody here tonight needs a demon cast off or out of them, you just come up here and you see what will happen. Into your hands I commit my spirit. The Lord's Prayer is beautiful. This is deeper than that. This is the Son of God, just a few breaths away from death. He who knew no sin, he became sin for you and I, that we might be called the righteousness of Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, the word says this, if any man be in Christ, he's becoming a new creation. Old things are passing away. It's a cleansing. It's a lifelong cleansing. Old things are continually passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. New. There's nothing more exciting in my life. I have all the toys that I want. All the cars and boats and phones, but there's nothing. There's nothing like God in my life. And just fellowshipping with God, and I can do that anywhere with him. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. For he has made him, 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, for God the Father has made the Son to be sin for us. He didn't just carry our sins. He became our sins on that cross. It was the very essence and the utmost. He that knew no sin, he made him to be sin so that we might be the righteousness of God in him. You receive that righteousness of God by faith, by that old wicked cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, into your hands I commit my spirit. And God, I cannot make it without this cross. Lord, I just pray everywhere I go, use me, Father, to bring people to this cross. And the names in my heart right now, you know who they are. Lord, may the power of the cross come upon them. In Jesus' holy name. I've never given an altar call like that before. I was sitting there, and the Lord said, I want you to invite everybody. If they're really burdened, if they really got a burden for somebody, will they come up here and put their hands on that cross and call that person's name out? And he said, Angelo, I want you to go up there and you put your hands on the cross too. Now, I've finished this message. We had all of this happen here tonight, young lady, and it's only 7:10. I'm going to take a few minutes. I believe in the power of prayer. All day long, I felt that power in my hands. If anybody feels like they need prayer here, and they want prayer, you come up here and I'm going to lay hands on you. And may I say something? I'm nobody special unless you look at one thing. I'm under the power of that cross. I'll wait just a moment. You won't upset nobody if you don't need anything. That's good. That's fine. Now, I'll tell you how I'd like to do this. I'd like to not ask you what is only the Lord's business. Do you hear me? People are still coming. People are still deciding. It's okay if you come or you don't come. Just for thine own self be true. If you need something, come up here. I'm going to lay hands on you. And I'm going to pray the prayer of faith on you because I feel faith tonight. I can feel my hands tingling with that power. And if you would, please just make a straight line right here. Yes. Yes. When everybody's decided, I'm just going to wait another minute because here comes my wife. Bless her heart. I cannot tell you what we've been through with this. I've never seen nothing like this. She'll just cry out at any time as that pain torments her. Millie, you sit down there, sweetie. Thank you, Father. And if anybody needs to leave, I don't know what time you got to go to work, Mary. If you're going, if anybody, you go ahead and leave. But anybody that can stay, whether you're here or whether you're there, pray. Be in prayer. We want people to be touched. Amen? Don't you? I want people to be touched. I want people to just feel what I feel and more. Hallelujah. Would anybody be offended if I use my prayer language right now? Okay. 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 Amelia, I release the power of God into your life tonight. In Jesus' name. Infirmity that's been tormenting my wife, leave her. Come off of her in Jesus' name, I pray. I loose the power of God on you tonight. The power of that old rugged cross. The power of that empty tomb. Hallelujah. The power that translated Jesus up back into heaven. Hallelujah. I loose that power right now. I lose the power of God. I lose the power of God on this family. You know, you guys are a family. This boy loves you. This boy's special. This boy is going a different way. You can be sure of that. You talk to him like he's going a different way. You lead him like he's going a different way. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I lose the power of God into your life right now. Amen. Amen. Lift Jesus higher. Hallelujah. Than ever before. And trust him. And bring him everything. Bring him. Evan, say this. Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit, my future, my whole life. I trust you. Not my will, but your will be done. I call it done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Trisha, come over here. I've known you many years. And you know what? I am sure that you love God. I'm sure. I've seen your heart. There's something God has done to you. Because you responded to him. Everybody makes a mistake. I make mistakes. Terrible mistakes. But I never doubted my Father. Don't you ever doubt him. He doesn't love you based on what you did. He loves you according to what Jesus did on that cross. So I lose the power of God in your life right now. That it helps in your family, your husband and everything. Your joy should increase. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Now when we're done, you can stay up here or you can go sit down. And if you need to leave, you just need to leave. Now, open those hands up like that. Look me in the eye. There's one thing I've always known about you. You love the Lord. The only, you know what we need to do with the past? Totally forget it. Because that's what he's done. Totally forget it. Be free. Be free to be one of his princesses, one of his daughters. Just let him bless you. Can you do that? Just let him bless you. Put your hands up for just a moment. In Jesus' name, you be blessed. I lose the power of God right now into your life forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, here's a woman. Look at me. You've seen what God can do. This is what he's saying to you. I'd like to do more. More than you've ever seen. Some things you wonder about yourself sometimes. He said, stop wondering. That love inside of you, that heart that you have, that's what I can work with, your heart of love. Bless her, Father, whatever's in her heart to do and to be. Whatever's in her heart right now, Father, help her. Help her, Father. I lose your power into her life right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Sweetie, you got the biggest heart. You're able to forgive and love people. never met anybody like you before. God wants to do many things. When you see many tears dried, when you see much pain leave around us, God needs somebody like you to do that. Don't worry about those, what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they don't worry about, what others, whatever, because it doesn't really matter. Because you can be sure of this one thing. If God gets to disliking that too much, what's happening around you and to you, he'll do something about it. You'll know what it is. And this power has never left your dad. And your dad has made a lot of mistakes and sins and terrible things. But can I tell you something? I never stopped loving God. And you won't either. Just keep loving God. And when the devil tries to bring up your past, as the song says, remind him of his future. Right now, I lose that power, that calling, and that anointing. God's gifts and appointings, God's gifts and callings are without repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I lose the power, Father, and Kelly right now. That, Father, you give her everything she needs to change where you have brought us. Everything that she needs, spirit, soul, and body, finances, healings, whatever, power, land, buildings, important people. Give her everything she needs, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Tell me about it. Isn't God good? Some years ago, he became the best thing in your life. Yes, he did. And you love him, and you move in those gifts. And he wants you to move more in those gifts. Just stay with God. Stay close. Whatever you have to do to get more of that word in you, if you have to listen to it on tape at night, all night long, whatever, whatever, whatever you've got to do, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. That's what you need. Man does not live by bread alone. Buy a nice car, a nice house, a wonderful husband like the Apostle Paul there. But by the word of God, by the word of God, which is living and active, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's able to, look at here, it's able to discern inside of a person what is the flesh and what is the spirit. Yeah, he has a lot more he wants to do with you because that brings you joy. Yes, and he loves you, and you keep loving him. Show everybody around you how to love God. I just loose that power. I just loose that promise into your life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here, sit down over here. Sit down right over there. Sit down there. Just sit down there. Kelly, come here. Put your hands on her. Pray whatever you... Let's pray something. Loose that power.